I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K Show. We thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, a little brisk, chilly day. It's Tuesday, February 6, 2024.
Sure,
Michael, Don, and Peter with you. We take you till 6:30. We've got a lot of stuff to do, a lot of great guests as well. But really a sobering moment just before we came on the air. So if you're consuming the show on the Yes Network, they just played a Best of Center Stage show. And our pinhead suit, the guy who runs the station, John Winthrop, said, you know, I don't mean this in a bad way, but, you know, seeing you 20 years ago, I realize how much you've aged.
No.
He didn't say it quite like that.
You're mentally ill, Michael.
Well, you know that.
No, but stop it. Change it. Do something about it, man.
I can't stop
age. He didn't say that. Well, first of all, he was complimenting you. What he was saying is so logical. When you're with somebody every single day for 20 years, you don't notice a difference in that person.
Right, and then so he's looking up at the screen, and then he realizes how much I have aged.
Yeah, because 20 years ago, they were looking at a center stage from 2002. Peter, that's going on 22 years ago. You show me the person that hasn't aged in 22 years. Especially
yeah, but
going
I've
from
aged poorly,
to,
Don.
Going from 41 to 63. Who doesn't change?
But ooh. I've changed. My people change, but they get better. Some get better with age. I've aged poorly.
He didn't say that, though.
Well, I know. I fight a battle with the man in the mirror every day, and I lose. Sad.
Peter,
sad, I say.
I don't know what it is. In 2024, it's different. If this was 1954, he'd look like Fred Mertz at 63.
And Jody would look like Ethel.
And
exactly.
But
so
you both look
that.
Fantastic for your ages. You're both healthy. That's the main thing, right, Peter? With all the things that are going on in the world. We lost Toby Keith today. You would think that we'd be able to just say, hey, listen, I'm healthy. I'm spry. I'm working every day. I'm juggling 2-3 jobs. Why can't you accentuate the positive? Oh, I look like I've aged. Yeah, duh. That's the way it works. But you still look great.
But
and
Peter,
you're physically fine.
Peter says every day how you look terrific compared to Repugdon.
But that isn't about age. That's about choices.
No, it's age.
I didn't take care of myself. I was eating Hershey bars 2 at a time. I didn't comb my hair. I shopped at Caldor's. I wore white socks constantly. These were poor decisions. That's why I say if somebody was a friend and took me aside just once during that time, Peter, it would have all changed.
So you would eat Hershey sandwiches with Hershey's.
I was an absolute mess. And then I got a little better as I got married. And then as I've gotten older, I realized I got to stay a little bit more physically fit and all that. And I've made better choices with, I just decided to let Nancy make all the choices outfit-wise. And I think it's been a good, but back single Don, before I didn't know what I was doing. I was wearing the same jeans. You know, I never had any rotation.
Was
I'd have the same 5-6 jeans until they actually fell off my waist. These were poor decisions, Michael.
You know we're going to need a drop of him just running through the laundry list of things he did that made him disgusting. All right.
Right.
It's already done.
Well, now I know. And Peter, and the thing is, you know and you make the changes. You make the necessary changes. And I think all the changes have been for the better. So it's
Michael,
not that
you
I've aged well. I've educated myself.
And Michael, you look great. You're doing a great job.
No, you said the other day I didn't.
No, that's not true.
Don, you were there.
What were we talking about again?
That I didn't look great. What was that, Ant?
No. It wasn't that.
Yeah, that was a rough moment for the show this week.
But it was...
You pin them in a corner and the claws come out. That's all that was.
Yeah, I think overall you look great.
You know what the turning point for me was, Peter? Because I should give Michael credit for this. Everything turned around for me when he turned me on to boxer briefs. Once he turned me on the boxer, because really,
he was sporting tidy whities.
All the poor decisions, Peter, started with tidy whities.
That's such and a when good
point. I'm just telling anybody out there, because I'm going to be your friend. If you go, the first thing you do when you get out of the shower, you dry yourself off. If you go to the drawer and you pull out tidy whities, every decision you make the rest of the day will be a poor one. But the boxer briefs was a turnaround. Now I'm styling, and now every decision after that was a better decision. So thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Let's talk a little bit about the Giants.
All right, if you want to.
So Saquon Barkley has been very, very dedicated in saying that he wants to spend his entire career as a Giant. And it Jordan Ronan, our very own Jordan Ronan sentence, has come out and said the Giants are not going to franchise him, and he's probably not going to be a Giant. And I got to tell you, I think that's a bad move. This is the year the Giants have to make the playoffs again. They have to make a move. They can't finish under 500. So you're a little uncertain about your quarterback. Don't you need Saquon Barkley? So he made $10 million last year. That's approximate. I'm a little bit over. And if you franchise for the second time, that'll make 12.5. That's still $3.5 million less than what McCaffrey makes. So it's not like he's getting an exorbitant amount of money. Why wouldn't you keep him, Don, on the franchise tag? You know, is he a perfect player? No. Is he McCaffrey? No, he's not. Might not even be Pacheco. But he's a damn good player, a good representative of the Giants. And if you franchise tag him for $12.5 million, what's the big deal? What are you going to get that's better than him?
I don't know where they stand. Like you said, they've got to make the playoffs. I mean, do they? Who's their quarterback going to be?
Well, you would think it's Daniel Jones.
Well, you think, but you don't know. First of all, you know, everybody seems to think he's going to be healthy at the start of the season. We don't know that. Joe Shane himself said sometimes these injuries take a year to recover. Well, if you go to a year since the injury, that means he's going to miss camp, may not be ready for the start of the season.
But then they're not going to make the playoffs, and Bill Belichick might be the coach in 2025. So, they can't play a slow roll game.
No, but depends. If you end up, I don't know, are they going to maybe try to trade up? Are they going to get a quarterback? If you're going to get a quarterback and Daniel Jones isn't ready for the start of the season, are you starting your rookie quarterback? Are you just going to get somebody off the scrap heap? I mean, what's this team going to look like in 2024? Is it going to look like a team that can get back to what they were 2 years ago, compete for a playoff spot? Then absolutely bring Saquon back. But if you think you might be in a rebuild, starting to build around a young rookie quarterback, then maybe you're doing Saquon a favor. Go someplace else, because he's
Don,
27 years old at the end of the month. So that's usually the last effective year for a running back.
But I don't
Why would
think
Saquon want to be here?
But you think that Brian Daboll has a rebuild? You think he has the luxury of a rebuild? If they're 5-12 next year, he's gone.
But what do you expect this team to be? If you find out Daniel Jones isn't ready for the season, or if Daniel Jones gets hurt again. I mean, Michael, if they draft a quarterback, now I don't know if they will, but doesn't that kind of tell you that we're going to be moving on to a young quarterback?
Yeah, but I just don't think that this coach has a rebuild. He doesn't get the benefit of a rebuild. You were actually hinting at the beginning of the season, if they didn't play hard, you were willing to get rid of him after two years. This is a different NFL.
I know, but it's different not playing hard, where you're embarrassing yourself, or are you forced to hit the reset button because you don't have a quarterback? I mean, we went into last year thinking, all right, they've got a quarterback. They just gave Daniel Jones $40 million a year for 4 years. Now they've got their quarterback. Let's build off the 9-7-1 season. Well, he was ineffective. The rest of the team stunk. And then he got hurt again. And now there's legitimate questions on whether there's a future, because at the end of 2024, you may be getting out of the Daniel Jones business. And then who are you converting over to? Are you signing a free agent? You're making a trade? Or are you drafting a quarterback that you're going to hand this team over to?
But don't you think there's some pressure?
So
if you're going to start a rebuild in his third year after the first year you went to the playoffs and won a game, last year was awful, Daniel Jones got hurt, and then you're going to start a rebuild in year three and he's going to be there three more years?
But it's not the way
the NFL works anymore.
What else are you going to call making a change at quarterback? What else is it? I mean, if I don't know who my quarterback is, then how am I supposed to tell my coach, go make the playoffs? Who's your quarterback? I don't know.
Well, Joe Shane said he believes that he's going to be ready at the start of the year.
Well, then I hope you're right. But they did have an out clause at the end of this upcoming season. So they weren't even 100% sure Daniel Jones is the guy. All right, but he comes back and he's healthy and he recovers. What if he stinks? Which is certainly on the table. because he was not great before he got hurt. Yeah, there's extenuating circumstances. The offensive line was awful. The weapons didn't turn out to be what they ended up, what they thought they were going to be. But we don't know if Daniel Jones is the long-term answer. So if you're making a change at quarterback, doesn't that put you in kind of a rebuild? What is the plan at quarterback moving forward? It's a question mark. It's the question mark about your quarterback's health, and it's a question mark on whether he's actually the guy. And you have an out at the end of the season. If you had 3 more years guaranteed locked in, Michael, then you've got to make him the man. But because they can get out of this at the end of the season, and there's a question mark on whether he's going to be ready at the start of said season, then that means you've got a huge question at quarterback.
I get everything you're saying, and it's all legitimate. I mean, we don't even know if Daniel Jones is healthy if he's the quarterback in year 3 of that 4-year deal, because it's only guaranteed for 2. I get all of that. But a coach doesn't get that luxury, not in this day and age. So Dable better win this year. Unless, okay, maybe the playoffs is true. He better be 9-8.
All I want to know is, Michael, you just don't embarrass yourself. You don't lose 40-0 on opening day like they did last year. But I also don't know how you are going to have a winning season if you're starting a rookie quarterback or if you're starting just some stopgap guy until you figure out what you're going to do at quarterback.
Well, then how are you going to have a winning season if you don't at least bring back Saquon Barkley? $12.5 million is not an exorbitant amount of money. Well, you're going to have Matt Breida back there?
Well, unless you're going to use that money, Michael, to go out and sign a quarterback.
What quarterback are you getting for that money?
I don't know. But it would make sense. You're right.
I don't think they could go out and get a quarterback this year. They got $40 million on the books for one quarterback.
Right. So I'm looking, if I'm the Giants, of course I want to bring Saquon back. Why wouldn't you want to bring him back for 1 year?
Are you surprised that Jordan is saying they're not?
Well, I mean, unless they must have a plan with that franchise tag then. Who are you tagging? What are you using?
Right. What do you think they need to franchise? It's not the quarterback. He signed.
Now, I don't know why they would be in the business to do this, but if I'm Saquon Barkley, Michael, wouldn't I want to get out? You say all the right things, but I'm 27 years old. My window is closing rapidly. I want to win a Super Bowl.
Well, what he's saying publicly is he wants to finish his career as a Giant.
Because he's such a good guy, and it's the right thing to say. But deep down inside, if you're Saquon Barkley, aren't you just hoping you could become a free agent? You don't know who your quarterback is. This team, even if they have a healthy Daniel Jones, is not about to win a Super Bowl. You're 27 years old, which is the magic number for running backs. Once you turn 28 years old, it feels like it's over. You've had injuries in your career. Wouldn't you want to go someplace where you got a chance to win now?
Well, I think he wants to be a free agent so he could realize his real value. And, you know, as a franchise tag, it's not your real value. It's like what Scott Boras always says. You don't really know what you're worth unless you have 30 teams bidding on you. And in this case, it would be 32 teams. Would he get a McCaffrey-like contract? I don't think he would. I don't think he's as good a player.
I think he would probably get around whatever the franchise tag is, but maybe he would get 2 years.
You know, it'll end up being close to McCaffrey money with a franchise tag, but, yeah, it won't be as long.
What was the franchise tag for
12.5 this year?
12.5.
Because it would be he gets a 25%. Yeah.
Yeah, so he'll be close. So he'll end up being in that range.
But I think what he wants is some security, a 3-year deal, which takes him to 30. As Don said, obviously 27, you're going to start to lose as a running back. He gets hurt even as a young man. So it's a curious decision by the Giants, because I could see if the next franchise tag is $17 million. This is 12.5. It's not even close to the highest paid running back.
It just shows you, Peter, what a good guy he is. Because in any other world, in any other sport, he'd want to get out. There's huge question marks about the Giants going into this season.
He makes it tough, though, Don. He makes it tough by being so good in the public eye. It's hard to ever know what he's thinking, because all he ever gives us is, I want to be a Giant, I want to be a Giant. And he's such a good kid that we all tend to take it at face value, but we all have to admit, even if it's not true, it's a great game to play publicly.
Yeah, but the Giants know exactly what he's thinking.
Yeah, of course, they know, because they remember he wouldn't take the money. So they know listen, the truth is, I'm sure Saquon's number one choice would be get McCaffrey money and stay on the Giants. But his number two choice is get McCaffrey money anywhere. It's not stay on the Giants.
Right. But the Giants are not in any position, you would think, Peter, to give him McCaffrey money. That wouldn't make any sense.
No, I don't think he's worth that anyway.
Well, I mean, listen, we've seen from the last couple of years, he's been a wonderful part of this team, but where's the team landed? He's not part of some great run that's happening. McCaffrey's shown his value in San Francisco. This is a team that's playing well, and he's a big part of it. The Giants are not good.
Jordan Ronan was on with DiPietro and Rothenberg. You could hear them Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 right here. And he talked with Saquon, and he gave his impressions of what he thinks after talking with Saquon.
He's been very honest. And he said to the Giants, I want you to be honest with me. If you're going to franchise tag me, franchise tag him. Well, he met with the Giants the Friday after the season ended. And I asked him yesterday, I said, what did you come away from that thinking? He said, and he said, I gave him, you know, I was open and honest with them. But he said nothing about the fact that he came away there thinking that they're going to use the franchise tag with them. They know, they can at least give them an idea that we might use it. We're likely to use it. He didn't have any of that. So to me, it seems like it's headed towards him hitting free agency.
And then he was asked by DiPietro and Rothenberg how he sees the Saquon negotiations going.
I see the skids being greased to a potential Saquon Barkley exit at this point. Well, at the very least, I shouldn't say exit. Him hitting free agency or getting to free agency, right? The Giants want to keep him, but they don't want to pay him. The magic number is going to be $24, $25 million guaranteed. They weren't willing to get there last year. I think we're headed to the point where they say, okay, here we go. You go, see what you can get. If you can get that, if you can get those numbers, congratulations to you.
But why not give him the 12.5? You're not giving him the 25. You can do it 1 year at a time, which is what every team dreams about. What would be the harm of franchising him unless there's a player that you think you need to franchise? Can you think of anybody on that team that has to be franchised whose contract is up? I can't. I don't get it. I don't get it. Are they a better team with Saquon Barkley? Yes. $12.5 million. Is it onerous? No. It's a lot, but it's not onerous. So they don't want to give him 2 years, 25, but this way they could get him one for 12.5. Where's the downside? I don't understand the downside.
Well, the only thing is that do the Giants just know in their heart that they're not going to be competitive next year? And do the kid a favor and let him go.
NFL's not a do-the-kid-the-favor league.
But franchising him and having him be here is not maybe what they're angling for. I think you bring him back. It just makes sense. Because what you can do, at the very least, Michael, is piece together a season like you did in 2022. Win 9-10 games, get into the playoffs, win a playoff round. What's wrong with that? They did it 2 years ago. Why can't they do it again? If you believe in the coach and that same quarterback 2 years ago was able to navigate through 9 wins and a playoff appearance, Saquon was a major reason why they were able to do that. Why wouldn't you try to piece that together for 1 year while you're trying to figure out what direction you're going to go at the end of it? Give Daniel Jones the best chance to succeed in what is almost a walk year, right? Because they can get out of the contract at the end. Give him every chance to see that he should get the additional 2 years left on his contract. So I'm trying to think, why would the Giants not have an appetite to do that? Would be, well, what do we need Saquon for? What do we need to pay a running back over $12 million for when we're going to be in a rebuild? We're going to be starting a rookie quarterback. We're going to be starting over. That's the only thing that would make sense.
But let's say you're right. That's crazy. So the first 2 years, what were they? Placeholders until they started a rebuild? If they thought the team and the organization was that bad, they should have started the rebuild in year one. They should have brought in a quarterback they liked last year. You can't start a rebuild 2 years into a rebuild.
Well, their out would be, it has nothing to do with Daniel Jones's talent. When we signed him to the contract, we believed in him, but now another injury suffered, and now we're not sure. We're not sure he's going to be able to hold up. We're not sure that he's the guy. Now we're going to have to plan an exit strategy after this. Because what if he gets hurt again, Michael? I mean, honestly, forget about how you believe Daniel Jones is as a talent. Let's just say you think he actually is worth the $40 million and can guide this team to the playoffs. If he suffers another injury this year, Michael, you got to get out. There are people that think you got to get out now. He suffered neck injuries. He's got a bad knee. So are the Giants just looking at it and saying, we've got the luxury of an out at the end of the season. Let's take advantage of it. This guy's injury prone. We don't believe in him. And if you don't believe in him, then aren't you now in a rebuild?
Yeah, but as I said, you can't start a rebuild 2 years into a rebuild.
Well,
Because then you've done a poor job. You've wasted 2 years.
Well, they made a mistake, obviously, on Daniel Jones. But if it's because of the injuries, well, what happens, Michael? You lose your starting quarterback, then you're forced to regroup again. Like you say, you can't rebuild. Well, I mean, that's not Dable's fault that Jones got hurt. That's Joe Shane. Are you going to fire the general manager?
But they knew he was injury prone before last year. Yeah, he had a neck injury.
But then another knee injury. Like, I'm with you. There were people that wondered. That's why. But they created an out after the second year. So why did they do that, Michael? Because they were obviously worried about the injuries and they're worried about the ineffectiveness.
I understand everything you're saying. I just think it's. I'll bring it back, Peter. I know you love it. Professional malfeasance.
The start
a rebuild 2 years into a rebuild. It's crazy. You don't get that much time in the NFL.
But you don't. But when you have issues with your quarterback,
well, that's their fault.
Well, that's Joe Shane's fault, not Dable's fault.
Well, Dable. I mean, you would think that Dable and Shane work hand in hand in lockstep.
So
I think I could turn this guy into Josh Allen. They're
but
both
he never
wrong.
Got a chance to, because the guy got hurt and the offensive line was god awful. There was a lot of things wrong with this team, Michael. They got a lot wrong.
Well, that doesn't reflect poorly. That
all right, so what do you so well what do you so what do you do? If you believe in your general manager and you believe in your head coach, do you now stick with something you know doesn't work to double down on the original mistake? Or do you say, all right, we're gonna reset here? We screwed up with the quarterback, yes, but we still believe in Shane. We still believe in Dable. We're going to have to try to figure this out and find another quarterback. So while we do that, now we're kind of in another rebuild. Are you going to fire everybody? I mean, you can make the case.
It's up to the patience of the Mara family and the Tisch family.
Because, you know, you're half pregnant anyway. You got to replace your defensive coordinator. You had to replace your offensive line coach. You had to replace your special teams coach. The one guy, the one thing that really stunk this year was your offense. Kafka's coming back. So most of your coaching staff has to be replaced. I mean, they're kind of piecing things together as it is. So I think circumstances have now presented another opportunity to rebuild. I don't know if they are or they're not, but the fact is, if they have no interest in Saquon, Michael, that's evidence to me that they believe that they're going to have to go into a rebuild.
Well, it's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The Knicks look to bounce back against the Grizzlies at Madison Square Garden. Coverage starts at 7 right here on 98.7. The Nets host the Mavs with tip-off at 7:30. It's going to be interesting to see if Kyrie plays, if he's going to be received as warmly as Kevin Durant. I don't think he should be, but we'll see what the crowd does. And the Devils have their first game back from the All-Star break in Jersey against the Avalanche at 7:30. That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Also, yesterday the Knicks announced no Anunoby tonight and no Grimes. So what is the deal with Anunoby? I mean, he's missed a lot of games now. They keep saying elbow inflammation. That's a lot of games. You would think they'd be able to get the inflammation out of the elbow by then. Grimes, it's another story. I get that. But, you know, there's going to come a time when all of the injuries that the Knicks have are going to impact the win-loss situation. They should be able to beat a bad Grizzlies team. Grizzlies are 18-32. The Knicks are 32-18. But when you start playing better teams, these losses will show up. You can't keep asking Brunson to carry the whole team on his back. You can't.
And Michael, the more that you play these games short so many players, let's see how long they can survive games against these worst teams down that many players.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So we'll have that game right here on 98.7. Now, when we come, we got a great guest list. A little later on in the show at 4:30, we're going to have Justin Pugh play for the Giants this past year, get his take. At 5:15, they celebrated Madison Square Garden today, the 25-year partnership of Mike Breen and Clyde Frazier. We will have them both on at the 5 o'clock hour in the 5 o'clock spot. So in the money spot, they will be with us. And coming up after the break, we will talk with Tony Award winner Laura Benanti. If you heard the story yesterday, Jody and I were at a show on Saturday. She was looking at me the first 20 minutes of the show, and then she thought I was Tom Hanks. So she's gracious enough to come on with us and discuss what she saw in my face that made her think, yes, that's Tom Hanks. That's all coming up on The K Show. But first, Peter's going to tell us about FanDuel.
Well, guys, you know what season it is. That's right. Happy Super Bowl week to all who celebrate. Last year, of course, Gronk went wide left on FanDuel's Kick of Destiny. He's back for Kick of Destiny 2, and this time you can play along. All you have to do is choose if Gronk will make or miss. Get your free pick in right now, because if you're right, you'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets. All right, everyone get on the action when Gronk takes his shot at redemption before Super Bowl 58. Whether your team make or team miss, here's the deal. Head over to FanDuel Sportsbook app right now and get your pick in. It's absolutely free. Then tune in before the game to see Gronk's kick live. All right, you'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets if you're right. New to FanDuel? Head over to FanDuel.com/Peter to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 and over and physically present in New York. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct pick. Prize issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook for help with a gambling problem. Call 877-OPENY or text OPENY at 467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll take some phone calls as we await our guest, 1-800-919-3776. Talked at the start about Saquon Barkley, and Jordan Ronan does not think that the Giants will offer him the franchise tag, and they don't want to give him a multi-year contract. So that being said, it looks like he's probably done with the Giants. Bruce and Flushing wanted to start it off for us.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. Here's why you should give the franchise tag. Number one, as you said, Michael, $12 million I think is livable. Number two, if you have the franchise tag, you can trade him. So as opposed to him leaving as a free agent and not getting nothing, if you franchise him and then trade him, you can get something back. You easily can get a 3 and possibly a 2. And you can't tell me there won't be teams wanting Barkley, and you can tell Saquon, listen, if you don't want just a 1 year franchise tag, we'll trade you, and you can work out a longer deal with another team.
We'll bring you back later if you want. Our guest is called in. It does make sense if you franchise tag him, you get something for him. Right now, you're not getting anything for a guy that you chose in the first round. All right, so our guest is with us. For those that didn't listen yesterday, let me just refresh what we're talking about here. One of the gifts that Jody gave me for my birthday, my wife Jody, was tickets to see Laura Benanti, who was doing an off-Broadway show at the Mineta Theater in Greenwich Village. So we went on Saturday. We're sitting in the first row because Jody knows how to give a gift. And I've always been a big fan of Laura Benanti. And throughout the first 20 minutes of the show, I'm thinking, she's looking right at me the whole time. Now, Don and Peter, you know I'm a little out of my mind.
Yes.
That I could dream things up. But I'm thinking she is looking at me. And then about 20 minutes into the show, she stops and she goes, I'm sorry, sir. I'm looking at you, and I thought for the longest time that you're Tom Hanks, and then she joked about this is her big break, and you know she was disappointed. She found out I wasn't Tom Hanks. All right, so there is the setup for this, and Laura Benanti, an incredibly talented performer, Tony Award winner. She's been on TV many, many times. She has a recurring role as Melania Trump on Stephen Colbert. She's nice enough to join us now on the Michael Kay Show. Laura, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. Thank you for coming on. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much for having me. I never, ever thought that anything like this would happen, and this has made my father-in-law's life.
he's a big sports fan?
He's never been more excited.
Really?
He's a huge fan of yours. He saw you at my show and was like too nervous to come say hi to you.
Oh.
And then I told him today that I was talking to you. It's the most proud he's ever been of me. he was a Cubs fan and you turned him into a Yankees fan.
Wow.
He told me so many details today that I'll frankly never remember. But
well, Here's what I wanted to ask you, because my wife, she knows how much I like you, not just your talent. I think you're immensely beautiful.
Wow.
And she said to me, you know, maybe, Michael, she does three shows. Maybe she always points to a guy in the front row and thinks they're Tom Hanks. I didn't get that sense.
No, never.
So,
no.
But I don't know if you.
Not at all.
I don't
Laura,
know if you're
let's
watching
cut,
on
let's
yes.
Let's cut to it, though.
I don't think I look like Tom Hanks, Laura. What did you see?
You need an eye exam.
We're worried about you. That's the bottom line. We're concerned.
We're worried about you. This is actually an intervention.
Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't have my glasses on. Let's be real.
Okay.
And those lights are bright. Those lights are bright. And I don't, like, just fully stare at the audience. Every time I sort of glanced over, I was like, oh, and I worked with Tom, and I was like, oh my God, she's here. I don't know why he's sitting in the front row, but this is so exciting. And then when I got closer, I saw it was you, and then I had to make fun of myself because that's my favorite thing to do.
Interesting. All right, but now you realize I don't look like Tom Hanks now that the glasses are on.
I mean, a little from far away. Can't we all look like Tom Hanks from far away? Let's be real.
I mean, from really far away, we all look the same.
Yeah. From space.
Exactly.
Yeah, from space,
exactly.
We're all human.
And if everybody knew that, this would be a happier place.
It really, exactly. Really would. Well, I do have to tell you, Laura, I loved your show. And I think
it
should be on Broadway because it's really delightful. Everything about it is great. So is that the next move for this show?
You know, I think I'm going to get to do it again. I'm, like, not allowed to really say anything yet until it's all, you know, like,
come on, let's break news here. Come on.
Can you imagine? They're like, you're fired. I think I'm going to get to do it again. I'm not exactly sure where, but I'm just going to put this out into the universe on this show because I'm sure all of your listeners care most about Broadway. That's
big,
why they
we have a big Broadway audience.
Broadway.
Yep.
News. this is such a tiny, like, cross section of people. There's 25 people who are like, this is the best day I've ever had. So my goal is to have it be like on a streaming service, like any comedy show. You know, preferably Amazon because they own Audible, and that would just be such an easy thing, wouldn't it be? CEO of Audible, who's hopefully listening and loves the Yankees.
Also, Laura, you know, we're also simulcast on Yes, not just ESPN Radio, and 20% of Yes is owned by Amazon. It's all coming together for
wow.
you.
Wow.
Oh, my God. This is all happening. This
yep.
is all happening.
Just because you have bad eyesight.
My husband tells me to wear my glasses every day. Guess what? He can suck it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Obviously, you have no problems. Everything's fine.
No, I honestly, it made my life. It made my career. So what does he know?
Now, I've got to ask you this, and I don't mean to make you feel uncomfortable, okay?
Well,
you're incredibly talented. You have an unbelievable voice.
Thank you.
You're really, yeah. really funny. You have great timing. And on top of that, you're extraordinarily gorgeous. Right. So why are you not a superstar? I know you've had an unbelievable career, but why are you not a superstar?
Question. Mm-hmm. You're asking my question.
So you've wondered the same thing.
This is my number one question. Can I be honest? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why my show is called Laura Benanti, Nobody Cares. That's the name of the show, because I'm like, hey, what's going on? And yes, I am so grateful. 1% of actors are working, and that is a true statistic. So I've been so lucky. You know, I only ever wanted to be on Broadway.
You want a Tony. I mean, we're not going to have a pity party for you.
I want a Tony Award. No, exactly. Like, I'm not crying into a pillow. But, like, frankly, when I look at who is famous in this world, I'm like, what the hell are we doing? What is going on? But I do think some of that is reality television and social media, because it used to be you were famous for having a skill, and now you're just famous for being either like the worst possible version of yourself, mm-hmm. or like an unrealistic version of yourself. And I'm just not going to do that. I'm never going to do that. I'm also not going to go to parties and kiss people's, I don't know if we're allowed to swear in here, kiss people's butts that I'm like, I don't like you. So, you know, not playing the game is not great. And frankly, like, you know, I'm not going to be on TikTok doing dances and pointing at words. Like, I don't understand it. So my hope is that this is it, you guys. This is the show.
This is the thing that will catapult
you. Finally. This is the moment. This is the moment, you guys. You've done it for me.
Now, if you don't mind just dipping into the past a bit, Michael and I were both big fans of Go On, and...
Oh, you were!
Yeah, it was a really good show.
And Michael and I used
to talk
about
it. That's where I first noticed you.
And Matthew Perry, of course, was one of the stars of the show.
Yeah.
How was it working with him?
Maddie was an incredible person. You know, and for those people who didn't see it, which is everyone, except for you two, I thought it was such a beautiful show. You know, it was like, it was about a support group for grief and loss. And he was like a sports radio personality.
Yes.
And because Maddie loved sports. I mean, loved. And, you know, I just loved March Sadness, which was like a scene that we had where they were competing to see who is the saddest person in the group. And he just couldn't have been funnier and more generous. And, you know, we would have to sit in a circle for sometimes 16 hours a day to get all of the coverage on each actor. And we just laughed the whole time. There was not a moment where we were, like, cranky with each other. So it's a tremendous loss for everyone. It really is. He was always searching for his better angels, and I believe he's found them now.
Were you shocked when you heard the news, or from working with him, Laura, did you say, well, there are some demons there he's got to conquer?
You know, yes, and he would be the first one to admit that they were demons he had to conquer, but he was in such a good place. He had a handle on it, so I was very shocked, yes. Mm. And devastating.
Yeah, I think so many people were that didn't even know him, and you knew him. I mean, I just loved him on Friends, and then obviously Don and I liked that. I liked that show as well. So very, very strange. But anyway, let's happier things. I didn't see a review anywhere on the three shows you did this weekend. Were there reviews? Were they positive? I know my wife and I loved it, but was there somebody from the Times there? Does a show like that get reviewed?
Two thumbs up, Tom.
You know. I think because it was so short, like that version of it was so short, because the whole thing is they were recording it for the platform Audible.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be released on their platform for people to like hear, you know, all over the world. They have millions of people who stream their stuff. So that was the purpose. Therefore, I don't think it's not like they needed to sell tickets to the show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But my hope is if and when we get to do it again, that it'll get reviewed, that we can get a bunch of people there to see it. Because I'm really proud of it. I wrote the whole thing. I wrote the entire show. I wrote the music, and Todd Almond, who is the guy on stage with me playing the piano, he arranged the music and was my collaborator on the music. So, you know, it's not an easy thing to do, frankly, to sit down and write a show that sort of walks the razor's edge too of being both a comedy show and like pretty vulnerable. I talk about a lot of things about my life. So I hope that when it comes back, it will get reviewed and that people will come see it, and mostly sports fans, because I do make fun of sports and I make fun of myself for being bad at sports and not knowing anything about sports. So when I saw you, I was like, why are you here?
Well, I'm going to tell you the real story behind it. So I've always told my wife, Jody, I really like Laura Benanti. So she has a hard time shopping for me for my birthday. She doesn't know what to get me because when I want something, I buy it. I don't wait for my birthday. And so she told me we're going to Laura Benanti's show. And I said, why'd you get me that? She said, you said you like Laura Benanti. I said, I think she's gorgeous. I don't really know exactly, you know.
You didn't know what the show was going to be.
I didn't know what the show was going to be. And so she said, oh, you want me to sell the tickets? And I said, well, I mean, it's a night out. We'll go to dinner, which we did. And I'm so glad that she did it because, I mean, your talent just shines on the stage. And you thought I was Tom Hanks, which is really great. So it turned out to be an unbelievable night for me because my wife had the foresight to say, well, let me, she's not jealous at all. So she doesn't care that I think you're beautiful. She said, let's go. And boom, there I am, Tom Hanks sitting in the first row. That's the story.
What a way. Also, she's gorgeous. So let's talk about that for a hot second.
Yeah, I'm very lucky guy.
So beautiful and so considerate. My God.
Yeah, and you know, you and her have the same color eyes, so that's kind of strange, too.
But this is all starting to get strange, well, to be honest with you.
But it's funny, and I always tell Don and Peter, she doesn't have a jealous bone in her body because she goes, oh, do what you want to do, because she I mean, I can't do better than her anyway, but she knows that she could do better than me, but that showed that Saturday. But. So is your husband
she's
a sports fan
you.
Or
she's
just
like,
your father-in-law?
No, my father-in-law and my husband, like, so my husband is one of four boys, okay. And three of them are into sports, and two of them are very into sports, my husband and his brother Nick, and his dad Mike. So I don't know anything about sports. I've never been good at sports. My sister was great at soccer. But, you know, and I like to tease my husband for liking sports so much. I wish I loved anything that much. I wish I could talk about something with a stranger. I wish I could walk up to a stranger and immediately speak the same language. That's what I find so, like, intriguing about the language of sports is you could be sitting next to a guy literally anywhere and turn to him and be like, hey, what about that hoo-hickey who hits a ball with a bat? And he's like, oh, my God, can you believe it? But and you're best friend.
You can do that.
But there's nothing like that.
Yes, you could do that with Angela Lansbury. My wife, Jody, is an unbelievable theater nerd, so she actually could be one of the friends that you spoke about on the stage because she can go back and forth with you on Angela Lansbury.
She totally could, but she's a rare person. You know what I mean?
You can't walk up to a Lansbury bar.
In a mall.
There's no Lansbury bar? There's no Lansbury bar?
There's no Lansbury bar.
But she did, when we were driving home, because you talked about Angela Lansbury, she said, you know that Murder, She Wrote was filmed on the West Coast, so everything was filmed in reverse so that the ocean could be on the right side. This is the stuff she knows.
Oh, my God, I'm obsessed with her. Wait, I want to be friends with her.
Yeah,
there you go. I love that she knows that.
Oh, she knows a lot.
She's amazing.
She was a theater major at NYU, but she became a broadcaster.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's amazing. But, like, but she would tell you the same thing. It's not like she's turning to the woman next to her and being like, let's talk about Murder, She Wrote. That lady's like, no, thank you.
No,
but you
and she doesn't know sports at all.
Like 80% of the population.
You're right.
But you know what I mean? Like, you can make a friend pretty much anywhere.
Pretty much. Sports is a universal language.
It's a common language.
And then you broke your ankle playing sports.
I'm jealous.
So it's not good. No, the soccer incident. I took it all in, Laura.
Oh,
I really
God,
did.
Terrible.
I took it all
you really
in.
Really did. You paid attention. You saw.
I did. Well,
thank
once
you
called me Tom Hanks, I was in. Anyway, thank you for being such a good sport and coming on. Your father-in-law,
oh my God,
Mike,
thank you.
You're the best. Yep.
And Laura, maybe if things don't work out with this husband and Michael breaks up with Jody and he's still alive when this happens, you guys could date.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing, Peter? What's wrong with you?
He can be my fourth husband. That's
well,
there
you go.
There you go.
This it could be something.
There you go.
Yeah.
My father-in-law's listening. Mike, I will never leave your son. Don't worry.
Aw.
Mike, thank you for liking the, you know, going from the Yankees, of Cubs to the Yankees. That's cool. And Laura, thank you for coming on as well.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
Tell Jody I say hi.
I will. I will. That's a Tony Award winner, Laura Benanti. She was very cool. And the show was great. I'm not.
I gotta tell you, it makes me want to see her show because she sounds really interesting and funny. And I'm annoyed that it's not around right now.
Well, as she said, maybe Amazon will stream it. You know.
Well, or if it comes back, I'll expect Jody to buy me tickets.
Well, Jody doesn't have that kind of relationship with you.
Wow. Okay.
No, that's hurtful.
You know, that's what, Don? I'm glad I found out in this moment what it was. You know.
Yeah.
You have a wife. She could buy you the Benanti tickets, right?
Yeah, but now it's kind of like
her
thing.
How about this, Peter? We'll all go together. I'll go again.
Oh, you'll go back?
I would go back. It was that good.
Oh, wow.
Vulnerable, emotional, funny, great singing. It was tremendous.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah, there we go. A little different. We went off sports for a second, but we had some fun with it. Listeners, it's Michael K. When it comes to travel, nothing beats Legends Limousine. I felt the difference. Let me tell you, it's real. When my family and I need to ride to the airport or out of town, we choose Legends. Their commitment to safety makes every trip a breeze. These guys are not just any service. They've been setting the gold standard for over 30 years. I trust them, and so should you. Call 1-888-LEGENDS or visit legendslimousine.com. Use the code ESPN10 to snag 10% off. Travel like a legend with Legends Limousine. Well, to score a touchdown, everything needs to line up perfectly, no different than finding the person you want to marry. When the time comes to propose, do what I did. Visit the engagement experts at London Jewelers. They'll make shopping for a ring easy. Let them help you pick or design the perfect ring to fit any budget from their 2 by London collection. London Jewelers is committed to getting it just right, so visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the newest location at the mall at Short Hills. Mention I told you to stop by, you'll get the Michael K. treatment.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
So, Donald, what do you think of this? Mike Hill, who listens to the show every day, a Hillster 28, said, when Peter opts out of the topic, he becomes this show's version of AJ Hawk.
I don't think that was the case in the last
segment. Wait, what was he referring to?
Well, I think he was referring to that, but you did join in at the end.
No, that was...
I think Don and I were involved just as much, yeah. No? Listen, we're not going to get in the way of your date.
It's not a date. I think Jody's a little upset. She just said, that kind of sounded like your first conversation with me.
Yeah, it did. It was very reminiscent of that day.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Don, you're agreeing. You're bearing this even further.
Yeah, the only difference is he didn't ask her out.
Because I don't want to go out with her. I have a great wife.
Right.
This may have been a bad idea.
it was a great idea. Don said it's all for good radio, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm all on board, okay? But, man, what a story this would be. I'll tell you what, Mushnick would love this.
Well, it was Peter that brought up, like, was it Peter or Don?
Me.
What a terrible thing to say.
Well, I know you mentioned
Michael gets divorced. I mean, really?
Well, two things. One, how dare you? Two, also,
how dare I?
Yeah, you got a lot of nerve. Don, all the things that Michael talks about, what if this, what if that, yeah. Please.
Well, that's the Woodja game.
I know, I did look it up. This is her third husband, so it's not a crazy thought.
No, Michael mentioned yesterday that she talks about in her show. She teases herself for having 3 husbands.
Right.
So I knew it
and
fit.
And Michael's more of an arrangement than a marriage. We know that.
How dare you?
This is, Peter, this is a conversation away from happening.
You know what? Now you're offending me.
No, I'm being serious.
I have a tremendous marriage.
I'm not saying you don't have a great marriage.
Well, you're saying it's arranged.
Well, all I know is this, Peter, you don't have to agree.
Okay, good.
I could not have gotten away with that if it were me. Nancy would not have it.
Gotten away with what? What did I say?
Nancy wouldn't have it. I mean, I don't think Nancy would be comfortable with me, you know, opining about the beauty of another woman on the air.
Why? If you're comfortable in a relationship,
it's not about comfort. It's not about comfort.
You opine about Kate Beckinsale all the time.
Yeah, but I don't have her on and call her beautiful over and over.
Well, you did go back to it again later. It was the second time that really kind of...
Anthony, can you get Beckinsale on for tomorrow, please? Wednesday?
No, I'm good.
So you just want to like her from afar?
Now you're saying would you lay out? You wouldn't even talk to Beckinsale? Because that's too far. You should be.
No, I wouldn't. But I wouldn't. I wouldn't be smitten the way Michael was.
I'm not smitten.
He sounded it.
There was borderline smitten.
I don't think he was even borderline.
Wow.
Now, well, I can't good for you, Michael. Listen, open marriages
honestly more acceptable than ever these days.
It wouldn't be acceptable by Jody Applegate.
But, well, are you sure? Why not?
Sure, he's all the conversation away from Abbott.
That's what Don means, is that you're saying a polyamorous relationship
right.
is right there.
It's right there.
I mean, Jody and I have the agreement that if we see somebody holding the other one's hands, it's over. Keys, you know, the locks are changed.
Which also kind of screams towards the arrangement as well.
Well, but also there's an inconsistency there. Yeah. That you'll end the marriage if you're caught holding hands.
You
with
were
someone.
One notch from holding hands just
but that's,
now.
But that's radio holding hands. That was borderline radio making out.
Wow. I hope we hear from someone who's in a polyamorous relationship today that could take us through it.
Yeah. This is an unknown.
You're just curious about that?
Well,
of course. By the way, anyone who says they're not curious about it is lying.
Well, I know someone. We just never had the conversation.
You know somebody? Do we know that person?
Yeah, we do.
That's
we
in
do.
A polyamorous relationship?
Oh, yeah. We've heard. Yeah. Sure, we have.
Well, why don't you say the name right now?
You can.
It's not my radio. Place. It's not my place.
Well, but can you text me that?
You know. If I know, you know.
I don't know anyone Don knows. I don't know anybody in my life that has a polyamorous relationship.
Well, first of all, I bet you know some that you don't even know you know.
But well, then I don't know, do I?
Right, but this one you know you
this
know.
This one you know.
I know for a fact that they're in that sort of relationship.
Basically, yes.
Basically, yes.
Don, can you text me that, Don? I won't say it on the air, because now I'm very curious.
Don't say it on the air.
I swear I won't.
You can't say it on the air.
But you know this, Peter.
Yeah, I've heard the stories before, and right. You may say, no, it's not that, but that's what it always sounded like to me, was that this person we know, you know, who listeners may know as well.
All right, the light bulb's about to go on.
No?
That's an arrangement.
No, they're very much in love.
Interesting.
Now, by the way, the fact that Laura Benanti was once married to the lead singer from the Spin Doctors, Don, does that make her Little Miss Can't Be Wrong?
Her father-in-law is listening, Peter.
He's laughing. The father's laughing. Father-in-law's laughing.
She's definitely made that joke before.
Yeah.
Michael doesn't remember the song.
I know the song.
So then what's offensive about that? It's just a song. But I bet if we did the timeline, you know, it's maybe close.
Well, he had to write it quickly because I think they were married for like 3 months.
Well, and by the way, he has to be much older than her too because she's my age exactly.
Right. 44.
And July. It may be the reason we're both losers.
And the Spin Doctors were a thing like when Peter was in grade school.
In high school. So, yeah, he's a
little miss, little miss, little miss, little miss.
He's 55. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, Spin Doctors were, like, 94? Like, mid-90s, right? That's going on 30 years ago. Yeah.
And, by the way, Natalie just reminded me of a good friend of hers who's polyamorous. The thing they have is supposedly great. It's a guy. They ended up not coming to the wedding, but...
too bad.
I wouldn't do it.
There's a guy, and he has two wives. And the two wives are very much in love, and they love him. And one of them had the children, and the other one is more the going out type. And one is the more staying at home type. And
that's crazy.
That's why not, crazy? It's nuts.
That's nuts.
It's a throuple. This is a real thing. It exists.
But it's only a real thing because they choose it to make it. It's not It's regular. Not normal. It's not healthy.
Oh, no. Okay. Whoa, wait. Why is it not healthy? Don, I'm going to push you here. Don't be Michael. Be Don.
It's not normal.
It's not what you're accustomed to hearing. It doesn't mean it's unhealthy.
It could totally work. Why get married?
Because you love each other.
You don't love each other enough to make that exclusive.
Yeah.
Well, you still want to go to other restaurants.
Why does loving someone have to mean being exclusive, except for what we choose as society?
But society is chosen, so those are the rules.
They don't live in America.
They don't live in America.
They're obviously forward-thinking. I'm a Neanderthal. I'm sorry. I'm just saying I couldn't do it.
They're rich as can be. They live on an island living a glorious life. The three of them get along great. They all love the children. There's no problems in the years we've heard about it.
Okay, good for them.
So why not?
Do they call both women mommy?
I believe so.
No, that's okay. They're going to be fine. Yeah. Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. And with DraftKings Same Game Parlays, everyone's got a shot at an even bigger win for Super Bowl 58. String together multiple bets from the big game for a shot at making your payday even sweeter. Chiefs, Niners, the choice is yours. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code EMPIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code EMPIRE. The crown is yours. You must be 21 plus, physically present in New York. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.